Blog Talk Radio.
Triple M.
See, I'm about my business. Come get it. Niggas violent, they in the mission. This money over bitches. But this is the mob, so pay attention. Keep the 40 on me, and I'm about my business. I have voices in my head like.
Saying Rex, stick to this rap shit. Yeah. When out of town, I can make a brick, do a backflip. I'm Lisa, around all this white, I'm the only black kid. Got locked and was saved by the bell, just like Zach did. But I'm focused though, that's cause I know the coast. I make the fiends feel like they really caught the Holy Ghost. 44, that be on me though, and I hold it close. Just like Ali against Foreman, you gotta know the ropes. I've been in the streets since an early teen. Yeah. Never ever serve an agent, I know all the fiends. Yeah. You was working in schools, keeping the toilet clean. Right. I'm out here risking my life on the corner scene. I hear voices making some wise choices. Got a whole tray full of shells that ain't oysters. Me, I'm about all action, I'm not a talker. Last nigga tried me, needed a chair and a walk.
I'm about my business. If you want it to come, get it. Nigga violate, they in the mission. It's money over bitches. But this is the mob, so pay attention. Keep the 40 on me, and I'm about my business. I hear voices in my head like.
About to change the climate with music that be timeless. Dot mob, I got it on the arm like consignment. Eyeballs, but still ain't trying to wrestle with your eyelids. Stare wrong, that's when I be giving realignment. Time to shake the town, two birds and we break them down. Static, let them have it, then we spin it back around. Be the same dude that you just seen in his cap and gown. That'll run inside your mom's crib, she flex the cap and gown. Have the lens back with concrete to crack the ground. To connect, don't wanna give them up front, then we back them down. I hear voices, voices, bodies Rolls Royces. Niggas say that money talk, I'm feeling rather boisterous. Your wifey feeling voiceless, cause you don't put it on the right. It ain't a fake diamond, but she told me she had moistened nights. They saying that I'm crazy, but it's crazy, that's what made me. So go ahead and sing it, baby.
If you want it to come get it, nigga violent, they in the mission. It's money over bitches, but this is the mob, so pay attention. Keep the 40 on me, and I'm on my business. I hear voices in my head like.
Shit, I got two pits. My guard dog got a guard dog. Early morn, catch your firstborn doing yard chores. Holes in your garage door the size of a dodgeball. My squad war, I'm a beast when the clamp's off. Everybody in your camp soft like a damn cloth. Started hustling the low trees till I branched off. Now I'm dressing like I blew cheese, no ranch sauce. Course the hammer with me, case a nigga plan to get me. Rubber grip right on my side, it's like the handle sticky. Niggas said Dutch, your flow is outstanding to me. I'm a baton on track, you gotta hand it to me. I'm trying to stack cake, nigga this is Harlem, get your facts straight. You could get it now for a flat rate. By the corner near the stop sign on the crack crate. I'm in the trap like rap beat.
See, I'm about my business. If you want it to come get it, nigga violent, they in the mission. It's money over bitches, but this is the mob, so pay attention. Keep the 40 on me, and I'm about my business. I hear voices in my head like.
Yo, 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 Facebook fans, Twitter fans, IG fans, battle rap culture. This is Dot Mob Radio, from the streets to the main stage. And now I'm your host, Jim Jeezy, Dot Motherfucking Mob. And tonight on Dot Mob Radio, our special guest is my brother from another mother, Dot Mob's own, my motherfucking nigga Swift Millie, man.
Yeah.
Let's go, let's go.
I love that loyalty, my brother. What's going on?
Not much, not much. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, man, what you mean not much? A lot is going on, my brother. A lot has been going on.
At this moment, not much, but a lot has been going on.
Yeah, man. It's always a movement, man, when the Doc is involved, you.
You're shaking, though.
That's tough, buddy, man. You coming off a vibe got here, you know?
Yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a great ass battle. It was one of my best battles all year, actually.
Before we
my best round.
Before we get into what you did, man, how was the whole thing, like as a whole? How did who was on the car actually? I know we got another one up rolling up again.
Yeah, Prozzy was on the card. Prozzy versus Joe Strat. That was one of the main. That was the main event actually, and that was the co-main event. So it's Millie versus Lush QIG. Nigga from Jay for the Guardians. He battled a lot of niggas from Jay for the Guardians. So,
but
but it was a good ass event. Yeah, two guys pop up. It was a fire ass event. You know, it's like always a top tier showing up to our events in CTBL, by the way. Like, niggas, everyone, be a top tier, nigga. Come to the events. You should.
Shout out to them all, man. Shout out to Red. Shout out to my brother first, man. Real top star, nigga. You still get people on.
Yeah, a few niggas pop out. Aura popped out too. Benji Lolo popped out. Quiet. Coliseum popped out. Shout out to Kali.
Word.
Remedy Loco popped out.
Okay. Yeah, shout out to everybody.
Popped out.
It's awesome, man. Yeah.
So
what was the outcome of that, man? Let's talk about it, brother. What was the outcome, man? Don't be too cocky. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The flag out this shit. You feel me? Be too cocky, man. Gotta give credit where credit's due. So if Cuz was cooking, man, Cuz was cooking or not. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a keep it a bean. That's all I do. I keep it a bean. Like I said, like, it's just all like the first, like, I battled first before Blasi. So when I came on, my energy was on 10. I was like, why nigga been talking shit for all month? This nigga been trolling me all month on the book, on the gram, tagging me. I just been kept it humble. So when I saw him, I was like, oh yeah, you gonna definitely lose. Coming dressed looking like a Wonder Bread bag. Nigga came with yellow, red, and blue. It was confusing the whole fucking universe right now with that outfit on. But
that's a yellow, red, blue. What the fuck, guys?
Nigga looked like a Wonder Bread bag, nigga. I was confused. But when I started my round, nigga, it was a lot of energy. The crowd was into it. I think delivery, every punch was like haymakers. I was throwing haymakers. He wasn't like jabs. He was just knocking his head off. Like, he didn't expect me to have the crowd control, the cadence, the way I delivered my shit. He didn't expect it. And then he went on. In the beginning, he was doing fire. He was doing good.
Mm-hmm.
He kept throwing little jabs here and there, but it was not haymakers. When it's all said and done, he started dying out.
Something I've been telling you, man, from day one or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Like, every round, man, you got to have that same energy. I hate when a nigga start off and he on fire, you feel me? And then the second round, it's like, okay. Like, that's
It also depends on, like, we just switch your topic. Like, if you can't be yelling, and you got a topic that's a sense of establish, and you're trying to deliver a message.
Yeah, on the same level. Like, wherever you start, that's how you got to finish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, the thing about me, it's not just about, like, energy. It's also about performance. You can't be fixing it.
Listen, you can't even have a good performance without the energy. So you can't definitely can't have a good performance if you don't got the energy, my nigga. So the energy,
like
that's
throughout the years of doing this shit, like, I realized that, nigga, it's energy, performance, and cadence. Like, you gotta have crowd control. If you don't have the crowd control, you ain't gonna go far. So I gotta rock with you. You gotta know to have the vibe. That's why hitting there is so good. And energy, performance, and crowd control. That's all it really is. Like,
don't get
hollow. Don't get hollow. Crowd control.
The dot is the king of the crowd control, my nigga. Rex always had that crowd control, cuz. I don't give a fuck with nobody, nigga. Rex always knew how to control the crowd. Hitman, too. But Rex started with this shit. Rex is the first. Yeah, I'm saying? Good shit.
I feel like with T-Rex, he's the first original person to battle rap with lyrics. You ask me. You know, I feel like nobody had a flow in battle rap. They was all rapping the same, but T-Rex had his own style when he came out, and he had a flow, and that his flow stood out the most. You ask me.
It's a lot of things, man, that you see within this battle rap culture that motherfuckers act like they just forgot. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like,
and that's
like,
getting me fucked up with a lot of these just, man.
Like, Mook with the, what do you want? Like, I like Mook too. Like, they like, if you want to get break down the dots and shit like that, like, every dot is different in their own way.
Yeah.
I feel Mook is lyrical. Mook is witty. I feel like T-Rex got a flow. He want a punch. I feel like with me, it's like performance and aggression with punchlines. Snake Eyes, punchlines, aggression, performance. And then that we got Brazian camp. Like, and that's a matchup. Like, he had three rounds with Joe Strap yesterday.
I love you, man. I swear I do, bro. I told you that shit yesterday. I love that nigga energy, my nigga.
Like, Brazzy energy is dope. Like, yeah, he got, and the thing about his energy, it goes throughout the whole round. So, like, his energy don't die out in the middle of the round. He's still yelling through the same intensity throughout the whole round.
Right.
And then, you gotta have the same type of, like, either you're gonna be on the same type of energy as him, or you gotta have some dry-ass shit to match his
right.
energy. Sometimes you can just lose over energy alone.
Do it be the crowd? Like, I'm going to ask you, because you're an actual battler. Like, do it be the crowd that fucks up that energy? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't getting there.
Nah, it's not, not supposed to. It's not supposed
from
to.
The
see, think about it. See, think about it. Yeah, but see, I battled Jay. When I battled Jay Dennis, I felt like the crowd was clearly being biased to Jay Dennis. But I felt like when you look at what I was doing and saying, it was like the crowd wasn't there. But I was still playing fire shit. So the shit was still hitting on camera. Like, it was still hitting
right.
on camera. So, like, that's why you gotta stay the course.
That must be a reason why a battler would not have the same energy all three rounds. Because I'm looking at, if I was a battler, right, and I'm battling them, my first round, I'm saying some shit, you feel me, and they feeling it. Then my second round, I'm saying some shit, but the crowd not giving me the same reaction. So that might take away my energy, if you get what I'm saying. Like, I might not have the same energy because I feel like the crowd not feeling what I'm saying, but I know that my energy is not. I don't know. I'm not a battler, so I really can't say. I'm just going off of
I feel like all in all, like if I get back to the event and all that shit, like Brazzy, like still round one, Brazzy energy and bars definitely killed him on top. And he was saying some shit. I think the nigga had punch of the night, like me. That nigga said some shit about the round trip. They said the play go up and down. And that's a round two. That shit was fire. I ain't gonna say the line was completely right now, but the line was dope. And when that battle come out, you're gonna see it as some fire as hell. You're gonna be like, damn, that shit's crazy. He was more direct. I think Joe Strap wasn't whack. Joe Strap was fire too. That's what makes this battle a lot really good. Joe Strap was just had a different angle. And they both had different angles. I think Drazi was more punch, was more bars. I think Joe Strap was talking to him, saying some real shit. Second round, Joe Strap started a lot better. Second round was a lot better. I think Joe Strap got better each round. The second round was big too. But Drazi was definitely wilding. Definitely was wilding. I get that first two rounds to Brazzy. The third can be debatable. I think I chose that best round. And I think Joe Scott made it. Like, you can say debatable. But the first two rounds, I couldn't get a Brazzy. Like, the energy was thinless.
You hear me, Swift? I'm about to put a cover on. I don't know who it is. One of the family and shit, man.
All right. Hold up.
Three, four, seven, 7-6-1. You on the line to Dot Mall Radio? Was cracking.
Yo, what's good? It's Dollars.
Dollars, what it is, my nigga?
Yeah.
What's going on,
man?
Talk to
you, man.
What's going on?
Shit, maintaining, man. Yo, what's funny shit, bro? Let me go with my shit, man. I've been on this battle rap shit for a minute, man. I be watching this shit. That shit is stupid.
Man, listen, who are you telling? I've been trying to get you to come back for years.
ain't no need for come back. Ain't no need to come back, man.
Hey, listen, man.
My skin clear. My skin clear. You doing all right? You feel me?
Funny as shit. Dude,
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I ain't gonna sit up on no stage like no broke nigga yelling no other nigga face for three rounds and then go home on the train. I'm fucked up. Dumbass rap niggas. Them niggas be getting me tight.
Man, bro, listen. I'm not even a battle. I be getting tight. I don't even battle. I be getting mad like I'm one of y'all out this motherfucker, my nigga.
Cause you hothead, that's why. Hothead Jeezy from B-More.
You said what?
I said, cause you a hothead.
Hey, man, listen, we ain't even gonna get into all that. You speaking on my old life, cuz. Looks like you changed accent, my brother.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Dollar might pop out. You never know. Dollar might have a battle in him this year.
I'll come back. I'm smoking somebody.
And the battle's gonna be on county grounds. That's why if you do come back. Right. So
that's a try. I'm awesome.
It gotta be on the best stage right now, my nigga.
Making me feel like y'all already got something up y'all sleeve, man. Which y'all ain't trying to like.
I already got something. I'm top five in county grounds right now, buddy. You can't tell me I'm not.
Nah, I said the way y'all speaking, like y'all got something up y'all sleeve already. Like you put something together for dollars already or something, man. Y'all just ain't trying to let the world know or something.
And all I gotta say is, yo, I'm hopping back in the ring. They go talk to me nice, man.
Word.
And niggas don't want to see Dollar on now, man.
Yeah, see.
There's different situations going on now, man. So, you know, you come back, man, you know. You can jump straight up here with your family, cuz. Like, the seat is open. That seat is open, my nigga. Open for you, cuz. There's that boss, nigga. You still crack.
The fuck, I'm not. You know, I'm Vontae, nigga.
Devontae's, man. Nobody know Devontae and battle rap, cut.
And nobody know Glenn. Fuck out of here. Man, fuck out of here. Sound like one of them franchise boys, nigga.
Oh, I think they like me.
Fuck out of here. Dumbass nigga, easy, man. That nigga sound like Webby.
Ain't shit changed with your ass, man.
Yeah, man. That nigga sniff a cornball too on a low. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's shaped like Dr. Eggman.
And that's my guy right there, though. That nigga, he don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, no,
man,
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I pulled up on Swift. I just was up there, dog. I was just up there for like 3-4 days, my nigga. I pulled up on Swift, man. This nigga had me out there.
I ain't have you out saying nothing, nigga. I told you to come in the house, nigga. You sat down, and you acting like you was the fence was after you, nigga. You left 2 minutes later.
Yo, shit be real, cuz. You know shit be real.
Y'all nigga came to my house just to say hello, and they come fight.
That nigga got lost. That nigga came out here last time with that dumbass jacket on, and it was hot outside. That nigga had that Devil May Cry jacket on. What the fuck is Nike?
He said that B more shit. What?
Just like a desktop nigga. That nigga dressed like Westbrook on all
these. I look like the nigga from Blade and shit. This nigga a fucking
fool, man. That nigga look like one of the mechanic niggas that be trying to swindle you.
Man, let me tell you something.
A lot of jokes, man. Come back up that motherfucker. We link up again, nigga. I'm asking you to shut the door.
I ain't going front. I hop back in the ring. I'm going to turn up on one of these niggas, man.
I ain't going to joke around on these niggas, man.
Yo, Dollar, if you hop back in the ring, do you want a name?
Nope.
You want
anybody. I'll take anybody. I'm going to fuck. I'll just smoke that nigga and go home. Go to work the next day.
Okay.
It's
gonna be a fight.
There's a difference. You got a name in battle rap, and then that nigga gets a bozo outside that shit.
Yeah, would you battle business?
Who, business?
Yeah.
This is no one no source in it, man. And you owe me gas money too. Nah, I wouldn't battle business.
Nah. The business is on fire right now.
I'm gonna fuck if he on fire. Fuck with this. He on fire right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to say, wow. When I come up in the ring, nigga, I don't go fuck. He on fire, nigga. I'm on fire.
Hey, man, listen. Wait, y'all is fucking my gift. That's what my man down to me, man.
I'll tell you one thing. I'll back in the ring. It'll be a different talk, bro. That nigga sound like he's drowning.
Yeah, no.
Cool. That's because I got it on speed.
That's because you stay cooking.
Man, That's
how you get your chicks.
My shit, nigga.
Nigga, you buy that shit from Boston Market and put the chick up.
Oh. Well, $8, listen, man. The fact that you even mentioned the cooking meaning you pays attention to me. And you know damn well ain't none of that shit been brought from no store, nigga. I make everything from scratch. You say what
that
I posted
shit,
today. The homemade spaghetti and meatballs, cuz. That was made from scratch, my nigga. Come on, man.
That shit had no gravy, bro. What's out of there? Nigga put 4 pieces in the oven. In the oven, that shit came out super looking, bro. That shit dead ass.
Hey,
let me put that shit back in the
oven. Hey, bro.
Nigga threw fish sticks on the plate. Talking about, yeah, man. Put fish sticks on a plate over some black and yellow rice. Two pieces of cornbread. I think it's easy to look like a depressed tilapia.
Hey, yo.
All is messed up, bro. It ain't never a dull moment with this nigga, man. Break your fucking phone around you. They need to break your phone. Stop that shit.
Yeah, yeah. If I come back, I'm holler at Sim Joint, the county brother. So I niggas visual looking all right. Niggas don't see me. Niggas got a little dope little guy. I'm fucking with it.
Hey yo, did any one of y'all see any of them battles from Gnome?
Yeah, I caught one of them. I caught the Jack and the John one.
Oh, that's what I was about to speak on.
So,
how y'all feel about that, man? What Jack Boy did, man?
Well, I don't know, bro. They ain't not wrong.
That shit was super lame to me. That shit was super lame to me, man.
I don't think it was lame. Price fucked away.
Nah, bro, like, yo, come on, Dollars. You're a battler, my nigga. Y'all battlers, bro. Like, that type of
bro,
shit that
I'm
you
not
gotta,
no battler,
you
bro,
gotta
man,
take.
All right.
Let me rephrase that. You're a retired battler that's probably going to come back to battle rap soon. You change your life. You change your life. You know what I mean? You went on, you out here, I don't know what you're doing. You got bitches picking you up in limousines and shit, I mean, rolling out the red carpet and shit.
Bro.
And said, for you, shit like that. That's what Dollar's doing right now, all right?
Let me tell you something. You can't, like, you got a lot of niggas be rapping about the bang bang. No, you can't. No, I'm not seeing myself, bro, but a different type of lifestyle, bro.
That shit ain't had nothing to do with no gang shit.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, a battle rapper could come in here and be like, yeah, headshot, bam. Like, bro, like, niggas, I'm tired of hearing that shit. Niggas know when to feel.
Oh, yeah. Listen. And that's why I feel like K-Rock is an average nigga, an average battle rapper, bro. Motherfuckers be thinking I say that because I don't like him. No, that's the truth. Like, that nigga say everything is.
Like, in a battle, bro, how many does a nigga take out?
Pow, sniper, from far away. Oh, I got him. Then I take out the rifle. Then I take out the machete. My nigga,
well,
how many shit you got?
Shut the
fuck up, bro. Like,
man, the funny thing is, nigga don't even own not one gun. Nigga talk about all types of them, but don't own
no
gun.
No, nigga,
no,
damn around New York, you ain't got no chop. Nigga said, boys on everything.
Right. Oh, listen. Y'all know I finally had to experience y'all police officers' work up there, right? The last time. I ain't even tell you, Swift. You know how they jumped on my ass when I was up there, and you know I keep it with me. You feel me? Shit was ugly, my nigga. All that shit y'all was telling me about the motherfuckers up there, I finally had to see it for myself, man. I swear to God, I straight told Rex here, man, go put my shit in the house. I'm not carrying my shit no more while I'm out this bitch. Straight up. Them boys wasn't playing no games, cuz. So, yeah, that's how I know a lot of the shit that they talk about be bullshit, man. Niggas ain't really moving like that. For real. But it's the battle rap culture, man. Ain't nothing real. That's why I fuck with the cuz Geechee and shit. Geechee, I fuck with Geechee. You can tell his facts behind his words. You know what I'm saying? Cuz ain't out here talking about no bullshit. He talking about shit that niggas really doing out here. You know what I'm saying? Them other niggas is made up gangsters, man. Give a nigga a fucking chain and some tattoos, man. These niggas are 6'9"s of the battle rap culture, man. I swear to you. They Tekashi 6'9"s of the battle rap culture. All of them. There's only a handful of these niggas that's really with shit.
I feel like not everybody perpetrates to be a gangster, though, in battle rap. So there's niggas that ass don't talk about violence.
Right, but guess what? Some of the ones that don't
that
talk about it is the ones that really with it. A lot of the niggas that don't talk all that gangster shit be the niggas that really was out here and really was with the shit. Like Daylight. Prime example. Daylight don't talk about all that gangster shit, but Daylight is a nigga that's official in these streets, though. Niggas don't know that because they not in tune with the streets like that. All they going off of is what they hear niggas say in battle rap and all the trolling and all that shit. You know what I mean? They don't know how a nigga really rocking out here. Cuz is really with the shit. You feel me? But, I mean, it's battle rap, cuz. You can be whoever you want to be and be accepted, my nigga. That's just how we got to look at that. I just feel some type of way about certain shit when a nigga really going through those type of things out here. And niggas out here imitating our nigga life, like, and the niggas really dying out this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Niggas really dying out this bitch, and real shit is really going on every day. Literally, every day. You know what I'm saying? So, certain people out there this type of way.
But some people that take battle rap and they look at it and it seems like, okay, this is my way to just be witty, be crafty. It's still a craft. Not everybody perpetrates being a gangster behind what they're saying.
Not everybody. I can agree with that. But then, you know, just like I know, you got those ones that really be like they, the way they say it is like they really doing this type of shit. You feel me? I'm not throwing no names out there, but
people take their character in the ring and they try to turn it into their personality. That's the problem. That's a little, that's the issue with certain people. They feel like, oh, I said this shit, so I gotta be tough. I can't look at soft. Like, and then fuck around and just believe things and not look soft. They just jump off a roof.
How would you look at a nigga, bro? Let me just say. How would you look at a nigga that was just on stage, right? Kill this, kill that. My gun is so big. Bow, bow. Murder, murder, bow. Then walk out the battle and say, how you doing, sir? Shaking your hand. Hey, how you doing, ma'am? Shake. Like, that don't add up to me. You can't be on stage being this super fucking killer and then get off the stage and you're the nicest nigga in the world. It don't work like
that.
Not in my world. It don't work like that. Maybe because where I'm from and how it is down here and how I really grew up, we look at shit differently. It don't work like that, my nigga. We consider that fake shit. I'm not going to get on those stages and fake something just for a crowd reaction. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And that's basically what a lot of these niggas be doing. But what's going to happen when all that faking really get you in real situations, though? What's going to happen then? What you going to tell a nigga that's pointing the gun at you? Oh, yo, I was just joking. I'm not really a gangster. I don't really have guns. That's what the nigga's going to say?
If that was the case, like...
Oh, that's going to be the case, though, cuz. I'm just saying. I'm speaking on the reality of these situations. That's going to be the case when...
There's no way that niggas going to be like, you saying all this shit on stage and I just have nowhere to press you. You know, you're a gangster?
No, I'm not saying that, cuz, listen, I'm not saying that's exactly how it's going to go. I'm just saying.
I'm saying that basically, like, it's just like, all this shit right here is a stage, it's a performance. You can put yourself out there, you can put an image out there, you can do what you gotta do as far as, like, performance.
Right.
Now, as far as, like, what you do off the stage is what dictates who you are as a person. And some people take their character with them. Like, there's some people that can't, they dead ass just get in their own world, and they like, oh, shit, I'm twerking when I'm home, too. I'm just thinking when I'm home, too. I'm listening to them, and they're on media, they're on social media, and try to be this gangster that they were rapping about. Like, if you gotta separate the two. Everybody knows this shit's performance. Everybody knows this shit's not like to be a gangster. Like, this whole level of street saying. It's too many people in the culture. It's too many people in the culture to actually dictate. Like, if it was literally, if everybody was really a gangster or a killer, it would be like the 90s and the hip hop. And everybody
would be
shot.
My thing is this, though. They don't got to do that in order to be relevant. That's my whole point of what I'm saying, my nigga. Niggas do not got to get on stage and act like this killer and rap about killer shit for niggas to fuck with them. You don't have to do that. So why do it?
Let's see, the topic is the Jack Boy situation. I hear him jumping on stage and attacking a friend, right? That's what happened.
Right.
Now, as far as him doing that, like, the reason behind it is really no excuse. You shouldn't be jumping at type of thing. You should better be with me. But I don't think that. Like, if somebody said, nigga, you're entitled to your opinion. But it's not
How many niggas talk shit in the crowd when people battling? So you telling me that that's professional of him? That's what you're sitting here telling me?
That's not what I'm saying.
Because if that was the case, a lot of niggas would have hopped off the stage and done shit swift. Come on, man. You're a battler. I'm not. You should be saying, you should be feeling how I feel. You know what I'm saying? That was a professional, my nigga. This is smack. This is dome. This ain't no regular little one of these little leagues that a nigga probably wouldn't care about.
You're not listening. I just said it's not professional. I said that when you're on stage, people are entitled to their opinions.
Yeah.
So you gotta take the hackles, you gotta take the disrespect, you gotta take the anger, you gotta take the disrespect, the interruptions.
Yeah.
The booze, the cheers. You got to go all that.
Man, I personally feel like that nigga did that because he was losing.
But let me finish. Like when you're on stage and they're doing all this shit to you, that's fine. But when you're off stage, and like, that's when you got to realize to separate the two. You're off stage, and people are coming to you as a man.
Yeah,
disrespectful. That's a different story. But you can't come like me on stage rapping, like you just saying this bashing this battle rapper. That's what you're doing. You just bashing this battle rapper, man. That's all you're doing. But if you come right towards me, personally, I'm off stage. I'm in my chill mode. You like yo, Swift. You pussy nigga. I'm a deck you.
Right. That's different.
I'm a deck you.
That's different.
That's how most battle rappers. Should approach you. That's what you're saying.
All right, let me say this then. Jack Boy is not nobody that's new to this battle rap shit. He's not nobody that's new to the big stage, right? So he should know about all the ways that he should know about everything that we just talked about, right? So me saying that I feel like he did that shit because he knew he was getting killed, would that make sense to you? Because I'm pretty sure it's plenty of battles that man had been in where people was talking shit in the crowd. Nigga ain't never act like that. I feel like he did that shit because he knew he was getting body, and that was his way of getting out of that body. And that shit was very unprofessional. I feel like that nigga should be banned from battle rap, period, for that. Because I felt some type of way because I wanted to hear Jar third round.
I don't know why he did it. That's for him to say why he did what he did. Until we find out, I don't know. Like, he kind of ruined it for a lot of people.
Oh,
now
yeah,
you
he definitely did.
Now you make it seem the same that these rappers can actually jump on stage and do the same shit to you. That can actually turn people off from battle rap. It can stop people from wanting to come to this event.
Exactly.
That's all I think.
That's fucking up money.
All I think. Like, niggas
like,
oh, like,
there's many ways you gotta look at that, man. And then his crew wouldn't help him no more because they was actually with what he was trying to do. Instead, the only person that was like, no, was Twerk. He was trying to pull a nigga back. Everybody else trying to jump in the crowd and go do the same thing he doing, like, that ain't no leadership, my nigga. Like, that shit was lame as fuck. And then, like, y'all niggas in a whole nother state, my nigga. Y'all in Houston. Like, y'all don't know these niggas. Y'all don't know what could have happened to y'all after that event let out. Like, and you out there faking this super gangster shit, like, I don't get these niggas, man. I really don't. That's why I said what I said to you earlier, bro. Nigga ain't gonna be satisfied till somebody gets shot or somebody actually die. Cause these niggas be doing too much. They be doing too much. Like, y'all be in cities and states that y'all not even from, thinking that y'all can just go hard on niggas that y'all don't even know that's from these cities and states, and y'all gonna be safe out here. That's crazy to me. That's why I say they can't have no events here. Because all that shit, one of them niggas will die. They will die. And I hate to say it, that's what's going to happen. That has to happen for these niggas to understand. Like, all that gangster shit y'all faking like y'all are on them stages is not cool, cuz. Because there's real gangsters out here that will smoke you and test your gangster. That's all I'm saying. There's some niggas out here that's going to want to test that shit. There's niggas out here that love that. They love to test niggas gangster. So when they see these niggas on them stages and shit, and they thinking they tough and they talking all this extra crazy shit, there's going to be a nigga out there that's going to test that. Like, I want to see if he really like that off that stage. There's niggas out here that think like that.
I thought you was rolling this.
I ain't, man. I ain't never going to get over that. I'm waiting for somebody to get shot. I'm sorry. I really am.
You waiting for somebody to get shot?
Yeah,
that's
I can't wait. I don't want them to die.
Unprofessional.
Listen, I don't care. Let it be unprofessional. I'm trying to help these niggas. My words don't mean nothing no more. So now it got to be action. It got to be action. Brother, how long have I been saying this, Swift? I've been the same nigga since you know me. Since you know me, I've been the same nigga.
I'll be the first nigga to tell you you cannot mix realness, street ethics, into battle rap. Because now everybody follows these codes, bro. So you can't sit there and
no,
say...
No, that's because they... Nigga, that's because they changed the battle rap culture. Who shit was I just listening to? I don't know who shit I was just listening to, man. They said something in their rounds like, man, I was battle rapping when niggas was really getting shot in the spots or some shit like that. Basically saying back then, shit really used to be real. That was real. Man, come on, man. So listen, that just goes to tell you, man.
We got to say because he said, I came from the era when niggas was really hot. When niggas was rapping about guns that they really shot.
Right. Right. Real shit. And shit was really going down. Like, yo, the shit that be happening now couldn't have happened back then. Like, niggas really would have been getting shot, beat up in the spots, and all that. That shit really used to happen. They changed,
that
man.
Was,
the battle rap culture changed, bro. I can't even say rapper changed for the good or the bad anymore.
That era's dead, my friend. Give it up. Hang it up. We got a whole bunch of Lupe Fiasco rappers out here, my nigga. Niggas is not gangsters, man. Do that shit up, man.
Man, please, man. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all I'm asking y'all. For the battlers that might listen to this, man, be yourself. Y'all niggas can be hot rappers without putting that extra gangster shit in it. You can rap about certain shit
Kanye
is not a gangster. Kanye is not a gangster, but he rap about shit that he's seen and shit that happened in his hood, and he told us that. He told us that. But there's a difference with these niggas. The way they doing it is like they really the niggas that's out here. You feel me? It ain't like they put it out there like they telling a story. You feel me? The way they rapping is like they really the niggas out here shooting and killing motherfuckers. That shit is not cool. Because when the real shooters and killers approach a nigga by them acting as if they one of them, what's going to happen then? That's all I'm saying, man. Yeah, it might not make sense to y'all now, but it will when something happens. Then they're going to be like, geez, he was right. I should have listened to cuz. Because there's niggas out here that really be having shit on their mind.
They're going to pay that shit in heaven?
No, I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the other people who might have witnessed that person getting shot. I don't want nothing to happen to nobody, bro. I'm just tired of all the fake shit. That's it, man. I'm sorry, man. I can't adapt for that, bro. I can't adapt for that. I can't. I can't. But what's up next, man? We all for that, man. Who you got? What's up next for Swift Millie, man?
Take some time off. I might get a name. I'm actually
time off. Look at this thing. Who the fuck you think he is, man? What, I gotta start calling you President Swift now? Come on, I'm taking time off. Like, who you think you is, yeah, cuz?
Man, my nigga.
Who do you think
I'm
you
already,
are, cuz?
Nigga, I'm already in my prime right now, my nigga. I'm top five in county. My nigga got through me and they got to come correct, my nigga. That's all it is. Like, I'm a little exclusive.
I can dig it, my nigga.
That's all it is.
I'm
trying to
tell you what's really going on, man.
Level.
We're looking forward to this motherfucker PG. So to homie North. He put that out there, and he said he got a nigga on the next PG, and that's what we looking forward to, man. All I'm asking is a nigga to be a man of their word. That's all. Damn, man, I could be P. Diddy, or I could be Suge Knight, and I'm going to end that like that.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's a pity. You want to see, man? Nigga, give me that PG. I swear to God, man. You might as well put me on the main stage. That's all I'm going to say, man.